And welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I think all of you know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'd like to welcome back Ginny. We've missed you while you were gone. We're so glad you're back here today. And I'd like to welcome all of you who are meeting with us online today. We welcome you too and are so glad that you have joined us. And so let's start our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are actually awakening to the truth of our own divine nature, awakening to the truth that we are incarnations and outpicturings of that infinite presence, that presence that is a presence of wholeness and beauty and intelligence and love and peace. And what that means then is that we can never be separate from those qualities of spirit because they are already inherent to our being. They are what we have sprung forth out of, and they are what we show up as in this world. But what happens is as we discover that our own spiritual nature, that that is who and what we are, then we don't see ourselves so much as victims to what's going on in the world. We can actually stand in our own wholeness or our own power or bring forward the energy of love or peace when we are in a situation that is not already showing that. And as we do that, we then act as a healing presence in this world, as a beneficial presence, because when we show up that way, it acts as a healing balm. And you might have noticed this world needs that healing balm right now. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your spirit into this world, to be bringing that divine, infinite love into this world in a way that you uniquely get to do, only that you can do. And so I thank you for that. And so, let me get a drink of water here. On platform with me today is David Conant, our practitioner. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of spirit that is always surrounding us and enveloping us and lives within us. As we evoke an awareness of that and do a contemplative reading for us. And Harold Payne is here with us today. He's going to lead us in the prayer chant, I Open Up. I invite you to sing along or just to allow the words to take you a little bit deeper. The words will be up on the wall. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to that place at the center of your being where you can find stillness, the part of yourself that is not affected by this world, but is just your own divine center.
Surrounding me, this moment, I open up and I find peace in the stillness, in the silence. I feel the love inside. Silence. I feel the light inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel spirit surrounding me.
I open my mind and heart to the one source, and I become centered and fully aware of the presence and power of the divine. This is spirit in its most powerful and loving form. As I evoke spirit, I am recognizing and affirming what we all know about the universe, about spirit, and about the all-knowing one mind. This is also an all-creating one mind. We are each a unique example of what spirit can look like. Each tree is a unique example of spirit. So are the oceans, and so is all of creation. We do not have to connect, because we cannot disconnect from this creative source. Living beyond limits is one of the forms spirit looks like. And so is this service. I bless Reverend Jennifer. I bless Harold. I bless Ray. And I bless everyone here. And I bless this service. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from The Creative Mind by Ernest Holmes. We have within us a power greater than anything that we shall ever contact in the outer world. That power, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our life and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed, and prosperous in a new light and in a new life. Mind, all mind is right here. It is God's mind, God's creative power, God's creative life. We have as much of this power to use in our daily life as we can believe in and embody. The storehouse of nature is filled with infinite good, awaiting the touch of our awakened thought to spring forth into manifestation in our life. We stand at the gateway of limitless opportunity in the eternal and changeless now. This is the day in which to begin the new life that is to lift us up to the greater expression of all that is wonderful. The word that we speak is the law of our life, and it shall produce a new thing, a new heaven, and a new earth. And so it is.
Thank you, Harold. And Harold, I talked with Stacy Robbins, one of our singers this week, and she was singing I Open Up today at Unity of Tustin.
Oh,
isn't that awesome? Love it. One of our musicians, Stacy Robbins.
Okay.
Yeah. And so have you ever noticed when you are really in a rush because you're running late and you're in a panic because you're running late, that every idiot driver pulls right in front of you while you're driving and then drives really slowly? Have you noticed that? Or if those slow drivers don't pull in front of you, when you're in that panic, you hit every light red. And as you pull up to that red light, you say, I don't have time for this. I never do that. Or have you noticed if you're in a really grouchy mood and you're feeling really irritated that your spouse or your kids or those people that are closest to you do things that are even more annoying to you? Do you think it has anything to do with you? Or do you think it's just out there and it's just them? You know, I think it's so easy in instances like that to see how the way that we experience our world is a reflection of our energy. Our energy and our feelings and our attitude, that we have those feelings and that energy, and then our life, what's happening in our life, is reflected back as that experience. It's like the world says yes to whatever our vibration is, whatever our thinking is, and then gives us more of the same. I'm frustrated and irritated. Okay, we'll give you more frustration and more things to irritate you. At Centers for Spiritual Living, we talk about the law of attraction. And really, I think it's a law of reflection. It's a law of radiation. What we radiate out becomes our experience. And then that gets mirrored back to us. And so today I'm talking about abundance. And I'm talking about how the level of abundance that we experience in our lives is a reflection of our consciousness, our energy, and our most deeply held beliefs, and our attitudes, and the way that we see things. And so there is a council that puts out themes for Centers for Spiritual Living, and they're doing an abundance theme this whole entire month. And one of the things that was said in that theme that went out says, as we recognize that our consciousness is the creative element in our lives, totally connected with the infinite source of good, we realize that our experience of prosperity comes from within us. Many people talk about the law of attraction, but attraction means that we believe that our good is out there and that we need to attract it over here. The real law is a law of radiation. What we radiate or express out then becomes our experience of life. If I have dysfunctional beliefs about wealth, that is what is radiated out and then reflected back to me. As human beings, we want to know that our needs will be met. We want to know that we will have enough of whatever it is that makes our life feel full and fulfilling. The Latin word that the word abundance comes from actually means overflowing. And so abundance doesn't necessarily mean having lots of money, but instead it means fullness. It's about having a fullness of whatever makes life satisfying. It's about fullness and plenty and the sense of well-being that comes from having enough and having that sense of fullness and plenty. So it's not just about money, but it absolutely includes money. It also includes having a fullness of friends and a fullness of love, a fullness of creative ideas and creative opportunities, enough time having a fullness of health. It includes all of those things that make our life feel satisfying and joyful and that makes us feel fulfilled. And so we want to live in that sense of plenty. We want to live a life that is filled with good. And we want to have that sense of well-being that comes from living that life that feels full and feels like we have plenty. And we want to live with the ease and the confidence that comes from that. So the title of my talk today is Let It Flow. And I'm talking about that we live in this field of opulence. We live in this field of infinite potential. We live in this field of creativity. And that creativity and that opulence, and that boundlessness is the very nature of life. And it's the nature of our life and the life that we're living. We increase our experience of that opulent good when our thinking and our feeling and our energy is in alignment with the truth of God. In alignment in that recognition that opulence already is. In the recognition that we live in this infinite field. In this recognition that creativity already lives within us. And that is the thing that takes us on the path to whatever it is, the perfect job, or to meeting new friends, or to having the new relationship, or whatever it is in your life that makes your life feel full. It's that creativity and that intelligence that leads you there. So it's the knowing that that is already present then that increases our experience of it. In our recognition that that is already the truth of who we are, we let that good flow into our lives. And so there's a story about Ted Turner. It says, when media mogul Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the United Nations, in his donation speech, he declared, "The world is awash in money." Easy for him to say, you might scoff if you're having trouble paying your bills. He has billions of dollars. But if you understand why Ted Turner has billions of dollars, you can make a major stride toward his financial status. The key lies in the answer to this question. Does Ted Turner say the world is awash in money because he has billions of dollars? Or does he have billions of dollars because he believes that the world is awash in money? The latter is certainly the case. There is no way that someone who does not believe that the world is awash in money could generate such a bank account. And there is every way that someone with that belief could grow rich. The trick to getting more money is not to work harder, but to open your brain. Everything that you create falls between the upper and the lower parameters of your belief. So if you want more good stuff, the place to start is by stretching those upper parameters. Begin by thinking and talking about things that you would like to attract, rather than the things that you have attracted to you that you do not want. Do not think or talk lack. Every time you focus on lack, you get more of it. Every time you focus on how irritated you are, you get more irritated. Instead, focus on supply, creativity, expansion, abundance. Quickly, you will find that where you once saw insufficiency, you now find enough and more than enough. Gradually, that's the key here, gradually you will raise your set point for what you believe is available to you. And after some rewarding manifestations, you too will be able to declare, the world is awash in money. It's that law of radiation, that law of reflection. That law of radiation and law of reflection says your consciousness is reflected as your experience. And your consciousness holds the imprint of every single thing that you have ever bought into and believed and taken on to be the truth about yourself and about life, whether you're conscious of it or not. Your subconscious mind holds that, all the things that you have believed to be true. And at the same time, Eric Butterworth says, thought does not create. Well, I thought thought was creative. He says, thought does not create. It either places us in the flow or frustrates the flow. Thought does not create. It either places us in the outpouring of good, places us in the flow of the creative intelligence of life, or it frustrates the flow of that. So our thoughts and our belief and our energy either puts us in alignment with and opens us to that boundless good, or it closes us off to it. One or the other. It's kind of like opening the gates on a dam. We either close that and that abundance of water cannot come through, or we open it through our beliefs and our attitudes so that that water can come rushing into our lives. And so what is it then that keeps us from experiencing that flow, that keeps us from experiencing an abundance of good? The biggest thing, I think, is old dysfunctional beliefs. Beliefs that we have adopted from our childhood. Sometimes it was things that we were told. Sometimes it was just the way that we witnessed our parents doing things or what we witnessed in our neighborhood. And we've adopted these ideas that we still hold on to as true, even though they aren't true for everybody. They happen to be true for those people. One of those ideas that we sometimes adopt is that somehow we don't deserve to have the good that we want. We aren't worthy of having those things that we dream of. And so I'm going to share another story with you. It says, I'm a fundraiser for the Red Cross. A woman at a seminar reported, when a hurricane or other disaster hits, I can mobilize, and within a few days I collect millions of dollars for the victims. Meanwhile, I have trouble paying my rent. Something is wrong with this picture. What do you think it could be? I told her, when you recognize that you are as worthy to have what you need as you know those disaster victims are, when you know that you are as worthy as they are worthy to have what you need, then your rent will be paid easily. Many of us have a double standard. We believe that others deserve more than we do. As a result, we watch others prosper, and we even help them prosper, while we stand in the shadows wondering, why do we not have enough for our basic needs or for fun? Something indeed is wrong with this picture. We are all familiar with and probably try to practice the biblical teaching, love thy neighbor as thyself. Yet a lot of us are better at loving our neighbor than we are at loving ourselves. Unless you are loving yourself as much as your neighbor, the equation is out of balance. You are not practicing the noble lesson. The Red Cross fundraiser stood at a significant threshold in her life, one at which you too may be standing. Can you find the same beauty, the same deservingness, the same value in yourself that you find in others? When you do, the good you observe in their lives will come to you. Then your disasters will be relieved by a universal agency that has its headquarters in the center of your soul. So sometimes we have this belief that we don't deserve, or that we somehow aren't worthy. Sometimes we have a belief more like you have to work really hard so that you can just scrape by. Or maybe you have some sort of a belief that it's not okay to live in abundance when there are other people living in poverty, when there are people who are living in refugee camps, or when there are people that are homeless. Maybe you tell yourself there just isn't enough to go around. There was a prosperity teacher that calculated that actually there is enough money in the world for every living person to have $8 million. It's not that there isn't enough to go around. Maybe you have some sort of a religious idea that God doesn't want you to be abundant. But you know, Ernest Holmes tells us that the will of God for you is the will of boundless life flowing through you. It is the will of joy, of success, of happiness, of peace, of abundance. It is the will of the kingdom of heaven, not absent from earth, but just imperfectly seen. Boundless good is the nature of life, but it is imperfectly seen when we hold on to that belief that there isn't enough, or that we somehow don't deserve or aren't worthy of the good that we long to have. There is also, in addition to those individual ideas that we've adopted from what we've witnessed in our life and from our parents and what we've experienced, there is also that collective pool that we live in, that collective consciousness of humanity, the thing that Jung calls the collective unconscious. It is all of those human beliefs and attitudes that we live in. And one of the core beliefs in that collective consciousness is that there is a shortage of whatever it is that we need to create the life that we dream of. That's like in that collective consciousness. Emerson said, "Let us unlearn the wisdom of the world. Let us unlearn those ideas of not enough. Let us unlearn those ideas that we somehow don't deserve, that we somehow haven't done enough, or that you have to work really hard to scrape by. Let us unlearn those ideas about lack and about limitations and about the need to struggle, those ideas that have been handed down from our predecessors and believed by many in our culture." Science Mind textbook says, "By thinking, we can bring into our experience whatever we desire. If we think correctly and become the embodiment of our thoughts, this is not done by holding thoughts, but by knowing the truth. It's not done by affirmations of saying things like, 'I now have $1 million,' and repeating it. It's done by knowing the truth so that you might open yourself to be in the flow of what is already true. It's saying things like, 'I know that I am supported by the universe to thrive and to live a fulfilling life.' It's knowing that I am sourced at all times by the Infinite One. It's aligning yourself with the truth. And so then our job is to discover whatever it is, those limiting beliefs that we're holding on to. Our job is then to bring those limiting beliefs to light and to tell ourselves the truth. The truth like we live in an infinite, boundless universe. The truth like good seeks to express through each one of us. The truth like limitless good is the very nature of life and the nature of my life." And so I'd like for you to repeat those after me. I live in an infinite, boundless universe. I live in an infinite, boundless universe. Good seeks to express through me. Good seeks to express through me. Limitless good is the nature of my life. Limitless good is the nature of my life. We tell ourselves the truth so that it moves us, because there's something inside of you that knows that those things are the truth. You've believed these things about life, but your spirit knows these are things are the truth. It's about bringing yourself back into alignment with the truth so that you become that clear conduit that is not clogged for the good to flow through. You live in a field of opulence. You live in a field of infinite and boundless good, like you live in a field of gravity. There isn't your abundance and my abundance and someone else's abundance. There is only abundance, and it is everywhere present like gravity. It is ever present. There isn't your gravity and my gravity and someone else's gravity. There's only gravity. There's only abundance. We live in it. It's the nature of life. And so my invitation to you is, when you find yourself experiencing lack of any kind in your life, to ask yourself, what is it that I'm believing about this thing? To sit down with yourself and listen. To sit down with yourself and write about it. Give yourself time to get it out and to hear yourself. To listen to what it is that's in your belief system that is reflecting itself as your life. And to call it out. And to challenge it. And to tell yourself, this is not the truth. And then to tell yourself the truth with a capital T. What you know to be the truth about life, the truth about the universe, the truth about spirit, the truth about that which supports you and maintains you and sustains you and loves itself by expressing through you. Ask yourself, what is it that I need to know? What capital truth do I need to know so that I can change this story that I've been living? And then affirm that truth. Contemplate that truth. And if you feel stuck somewhere in your life and you can't figure it out, sit down with one of the practitioners and let them talk with you. They will help you figure out what is creating that block in your belief system and help you figure out some pieces of truth that you can hold on to that will help you dissolve those blockages. And as a result, you'll be living a life that is full and fulfilling and overflowing and in the flow, overflowing with good, the life that spirit intended you to live when you came here to this earth. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of discovery, this path of sometimes unlearning what the world has told you and learning what your spirit and your soul already know to be the truth. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so I just move into that place of absolute knowing within me, the truth that God is truly all that there is, that it is that infinite one that is expressing itself in and through and around and as everything in existence. It is also that infinite potentiality, that boundless good that has yet to come into form. And it is that that we are one with. It is that is the very nature of our spirit, the nature of our life, the nature of who we are. And I recognize that in that presence there is opulence. There is creativity without bound. There is wisdom and intelligence and guidance and direction and ease and peace and grace. And so it is true that we live in this field of grace, this field of opulent good, whose nature is to express and to unfold wherever there is an opening, like a weed growing out of a crack in the cement. Wherever there is an opening, that infinite presence pours itself forth and out into and as creation. And so today we have created a new opening within us. an opening for abundance of every sort, an abundance of money, an abundance of friends and of love and of ideas and of opportunities, everything that could make our life worthwhile. Today, we open ourselves to that, recognizing that it is indeed God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, because it is God's nature to unfold itself as the opulent good that it is. And so today, we just revel in that. We allow our minds to marinate in that truth. And as we do, all seeming lack and old outdated ideas dissipate. They simply fade into the nothingness from whence they came, for there's nothing to support that which is not the truth. And so today we live in the truth that the divine is our source and the source of everything. And that that lives within us. That that unfolds through us. And so it is with gratitude and thanksgiving that I release this prayer into the law, knowing that this is true for us and every person on this planet. I see that. I know that. I believe that. And I rest in that. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is.
It's now time for our affirmation, which is on the white sheet. If you join me as we read this together. Today, I let go of outdated and limiting beliefs. I replace them with the truth. I live in a field of opulence, infinite potential, and creativity. It fills my life and seeks to fully express through me. And so it is.
And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that we have a class that is upcoming. It is a class called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life, and it is a foundational level class. It's a 5-week class. Each week is focused on something different, like relationships, money, health. We're going to use lots of tools, learn new tools to actually support you in changing those aspects of your life if they aren't working, and to make them even better if they are working. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. It's going to be, the first class is going to be held on a Tuesday, which is October 18th, and the rest of the classes are going to be held on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. So we'd love to have you join us. Yes? I believe the first class is going to be at my house, and the rest of the classes are going to be at Colleen's office, which is at the corner of PCH and 2nd Street. Nice, huh? We are having our first ever pancake breakfast as a fundraiser that's happening on October 30th. It's going to be at Chris and Peggy's house, and Matthew and Rebecca are actually hosting it. They're making the pancakes and doing all that stuff. It's going to be pancakes, sausage, bacon, juice, coffee, and fruit. Pumpkin pancakes, because it's the fall, and regular pancakes. So, right after service today, Colleen Lynn will be in the back selling tickets to that for the first 15 minutes. And then, Jan Cole is going to be back there after that. So, if you'd like to purchase tickets today, and if you didn't bring your money, you can still purchase a ticket and do an IOU, because we're like that around here. So we're going to try something today, too, for the first time. If you are interested in getting together in a small group as soon as service is over, grab some people that are around you. I think it should be groups of 3 or 4, and we're going to have 15 minutes just to talk about what struck you in the sermon, or what was the golden nugget, or how do you plan to apply it to your life, or just something about that. We are not doing coffee anymore because we couldn't get enough people to sign up, so it was the same 3 people doing it over and over. And really the purpose of coffee is so that we can connect with each other and be together. And so these small circles are that opportunity to connect with each other, to slow down for a minute. We have been rushing so fast to get out of here every week. So we get to be together for 15 minutes. I'm going to time it. I'll tell you when there's 2 minutes left to go. And, you know, it's just being together. There's only one rule, and that is don't give anybody any advice.